Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 19, 1805. The Umatilla Indians. The Corps continued to make their way down the Columbia River, meeting various bands of Indians along the way. Today, they encounter the Umatilla Indians, living near the mouth of what is today called the Umatilla River. These Indians are shy and somewhat afraid of these intruders, imagining that they came from the clouds. In spite of the fact that several Indians have told the tale that there were white men living in the area, the expedition finds no sign of them here. Captain Clark tells the story.
The great chief Yalepet, two other chiefs, and a chief of band below presented themselves to us very early this morning. We smoked with them, informed them as we had all others above, as well as we could by signs, of our friendly intentions towards our red children, particular those who opened their ears to our counsels. We gave a medal, a handkerchief, and a string of wampum to Yalepet, and a string of wampum to each of the others. Yalepet is a bold, handsome Indian, with a dignified countenance, about 35 years of age, about 5 feet 8 inches high, and well-proportioned. He requested us to delay until the middle of the day, that his people might come down and see us. We excused ourselves and promised to stay with him 1 or 2 days on our return, which appeared to satisfy him. We arrived at the head of a very bad rapid. We came to on the larboard side to view the rapid before we would venture to run it. I determined to walk down on the larboard side with the two chiefs and the interpreter and his woman, and directed the small canoe to proceed down on the larboard side to the foot of the rapid, which was about 2 miles in length. I ascended a high cliff about 200 feet above the water, from the top of which is a great level plain extending up the river and off for a great extent. At this place the country becomes low on each side of the river, and affords a prospect of the river and country below for a great extent, both to the right and left. From this place I discovered a high mountain of immense height covered with snow. This must be one of the mountains laid down by Vancouver, as seen from the mouth of the Columbia River, from the course which it bears, which is west. I take it to be Mount St. Helens, distant 156 miles. Captain William Clark, October 19, 1805.
The rapid Clark observed today, which the Indians said was impassable, was named Mussel Shell Rapid after the huge number of mussel shells at the place. This rapid is near the present-day McNairy Dam. The mountain Clark saw was probably not Mount St. Helens, but rather Mount Adams, east of the main Cascade Range in Yakima County, Washington. Mount St. Helens would not have been visible from Clark's location. Yalepet was chief of the Walula or Walla Walla tribe. The name Yalepet means friend, blood brother in Nez Perce, and Yalipt means trading partner in Shahopshin. Sometime in 1890, a Jefferson Peace Medal was found at the mouth of the Walla Walla River, perhaps from the expedition. It may even be the one given to Yalepet at this time, or on the return trip in 1806. It is now in the possession of the Oregon Historical Society. Tomorrow, an Indian burial vault.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.